At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Dylan Jamelli, and today's topic that we are going to focus on is Sermorelin. As you know, I like to cover these in detail, but I like to keep it short and simplistic, yet still get the science behind it, so you do gain a good grasp and understanding of what these compounds are all about. So let's get into it. Sermorelin is a synthetic peptide analog of GHRH, which is growth hormone releasing hormone. Now, it is designed to increase our body's growth hormone production. Here's the difference. Unlike taking direct growth hormone supplementation, Sermorelin stimulates the pituitary gland to then produce the growth hormone naturally. So this is going to offer a more physiologically balanced approach to enhancing our growth hormone levels. So how exactly does it work? Well, it works by mimicking the effects of GHRH, which is the endogenous hormone that's responsible for signaling our pituitary gland to then release growth hormone. So it's going to bind to our growth hormone releasing hormone receptors on the pituitary gland cells. From there, it's then going to trigger the release of growth hormone into the bloodstream. So what I love about this is this mechanism really supports our body's natural growth hormone rhythms. So why is that important? Well, it reduces the risks associated with exogenous growth hormone injections, not to mention it's a lot cheaper and safer. Now, its action encourages a feedback-regulated release of growth hormone, which then can adapt to our body's needs without overriding our natural hormonal balance. All right, so let's talk about some of the benefits and why it's used. Well, first, obviously, it's going to stimulate natural growth hormone production, and that's going to support growth, cell repair, as well as metabolism. And we've got improved muscle mass and strength. Now, this is going to be for the bodybuilders, the fitness people, and really anybody in general, because one thing I want to stress is the importance of muscle and keeping muscle long term and always aiming to build lean muscle. Doesn't mean you have to be a bodybuilder. Doesn't mean you have to put on 10, 15, 20 pounds. But men and women alike, we will face sarcopenia as we get older, and our muscles will degrade, and that can lead to a slew of problems and a shortened lifespan. So we want to make sure that we're keeping muscle mass at a decent amount and strength as well. And Sermorelin offers both of that. It also offers fat loss. So you're going to see some reduction of body fat through improved metabolism. And then we've got an enhanced recovery. And we all need that. So that's going to accelerate recovery from injuries, physical exertion. And that, how does it do it? Well, cell regeneration promotion. And I love that. And I can get into all that later. Improved sleep quality. Now, growth hormone release patterns are closely tied to our sleep cycles. And Sermorelin may improve sleep quality as well as restorative sleep. And then there's anti-aging benefits, which we all want as well. So when you increase your growth hormone levels, that's associated with improved skin elasticity, improved bone density, and overall vitality. So Sermorelin is particularly appealing for anti-aging therapy and people that are looking to really enhance their physique and recovery capabilities in a more regulated type of manner. All right, so then poses the question, how do we use it? Well, typical doses range anywhere from 100 to 500 micrograms per day. That's a subcutaneous injection, and you're going to want to take that before bedtime. Now, you want to do that because it's going to mimic our body's natural growth hormone peak during the early sleep phases. Now, doses can vary based on individual goals and responses that we have. So treatments of Sermorelin often can be several months because we want to be able to observe significant benefits they're going to accumulate over time. Now, one of the things that people look at with peptides a lot is, what do they work well with? A lot of people like to take multiple. So let's talk about some synergy. What are some of the ones that we look at that are going to be best utilized with Sermorelin? Ipamorelin is the first one that we're looking at, and they have really synergistic properties. And I've seen that through research as well as real-world application. And that's proven to help slow down the aging process, increase muscle mass, decrease fat mass, reduce inflammation, and heal the gut. Now, look, all problems that we have, diseases alike, they normally start in our cells, okay? Whether it's cell membrane or mitochondrial damage, but then it's the gut. And you'll see this talked about more often because it's more understood now. It's one or the other where we're having problems. And a lot of health problems, they come from problems in our gut. All right. And so to have a combo like this that can help to fix that issue is a big deal. So that's Sermorelin and Ipamorelin. Then we've got Sermorelin and CJC-1295. And these work through similar mechanisms to boost growth hormone production in the body. Now, here's the catch. They have slightly different effects and durations of action. Sermorelin has a shorter half-life and typically requires daily administration. Now, there's CJC-1295 with or without DAC, but if we're going for the longer version of CJC-1295, there's a longer-lasting effect, and that's because it has a special covalent binding. Now, this difference is nice because it allows for potentially more flexible dosing schedules when they're used in combination. And then lastly, let's talk about side effects. Side effects are actually quite light with Sermorelin. A lot of these are just like variable between any peptide. For example, in injection site reaction, that can occur with any injection whatsoever. You might get some discomfort or redness or swelling. Some people can get a little bit of mild headache after they use it. That's depending on the individual and maybe they're dosing too high. Dizziness rarely happens, but I have seen a few reported instances of this post-injection lightheadedness, and that can happen with a lot of different things. Hyperactivity was one that I've seen, and that's an increase in energy levels or hyperactivity. You're going to see that more along the lines of younger users, but they're really mild and more transient because of the non-invasive approach to boosting growth hormone levels, and it's considered a lot safer than direct growth hormone supplementation. But with anything you're using, you should always have somebody wiser than you looking over you, whether it's a naturopathic doctor, you know, some people online that are quite smart and educated on this. Somebody should be helping you out and watching over you. I even ask for help at times through some of my mentors on questions. I mean, there's no shame in doing that. We all should be doing it. So just make sure you're educated on it. You know what you're using inside and out, and just be safe and smart with whatever it is you decide to use. So that is Sermorelin, everybody. Hope that was beneficial and educational. Stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.